This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Mirza Sahib said that Manzoor Muhammad and Mohammadi Begum, this couple, they will have a son. Mirza Sahib gave the names of that son as well. But this woman, she gave birth to a girl. And then Mirza Sahib said that this woman will remain alive and she will eventually give birth to a son. But this woman died. Now, our question is, how was this prophecy fulfilled?
Okay, good question. Okay. I'm going to bring in the next guest.
Participant. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, Omar, are you there?
Yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Where are you calling from, Omar?
UK.
Okay, that's good. No problem. Go ahead. Did you listen to the question, by the way?
Yes, I think I understood it. Jazakallah for this stream. I have to say, I am an Ahmadi. I'm not some scholar. I'm not a Murabbi. I'm not sort of super well trained in all this stuff. And I have to say that listening to you, listening to all things that you have said, to be honest, I have to say, alhamdulillah, my faith has been greatly strengthened. Because honestly, if these are the best shots that you have, it's very, very telling. I mean, let's have a look at the premises of your entire argument here. Your whole argument is not, you know, let's critique these strong prophecies of the Prophet ﷺ. It's let's try and find one or two, maybe we can say these possibly were not fulfilled. And let's review for a moment what you've actually said. So the first one which you quoted was not actually a prophecy. It was a report of a hadith and an interpretation. So on the first one you fell. The second one, right?
Which one are you referring to?
The first accusation.
What was it? Do you know what it was?
With the 40 years, 80 years issue.
No. We are dealing with a different prophecy now. That's the reason I asked you. Did you understand the prophecy?
Yes, I'll come to that. Don't worry.
You got 2 minutes because you need to make the point. You've already used up 30 seconds of it.
I don't really understand how you can say this is an invitation to Ahmadis to answer your questions.
Well, this is the same rule for everyone. You're not special.
You've only got 2 minutes. But yeah. Let me race through the points, okay?
Have you been watching the live the stream? Yeah, have you been watching it? So are you not aware of the rules?
Can I answer?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
So the second thing that you brought was actually the age prophecy, and you didn't even argue that the prophecy was not fulfilled, which is remarkable. You never argued that the prophecy was not. No.
Okay. You know, to be honest, if he's not going to answer the question, I'm going to bring the next caller.
No.
This is how they waste time. This guy, and I don't want this.
No. This guy has the audacity to come and here say that we didn't claim that the prophecy was not fulfilled. You are either deaf, dumb, or blind. You don't know. Either you can't see us, you can't hear us, or maybe there is something wrong with your senses. We have been saying for the last 3 hours, in fact, when we were discussing with Ahmed first and then Razi, we were saying repeatedly, the prophecy is unfulfilled. It is falsified because he claimed as a prophecy that I will die between 74 to 86 years. And then we have shown repeatedly, conclusively, that he was a liar of the top grade and he repeatedly contradicted himself. Okay. And then he, by the virtue of his own writings, he is a deranged person because he contradicted himself so much. And then he himself wrote that God cannot leave him in error even for a moment. So, khalas, gone. Anyone else who wants to come in? Allow someone else to come in.
I will let Omar in if he's going to answer the question or the prophecy that we are discussing at hand. I don't want you to summarize everything we have already discussed in the past 4.5 hours. That's not how it works. Please. So, you've got 2 minutes. If you're going to waste your 2 minutes, it's entirely up to you. Go on.
Thank you for giving me 2 minutes. The reason why I said that you have not argued that is because Imtiaz Saab especially argued primarily and actually only that the Prophet ﷺ was not sure about the date of the year of his birth. There has not been solid arguments that the year of his birth was not 1835, which scholarship has entirely established.
Brother,
you're doing it again.
I have 2 minutes. Let me speak.
You get your 2 minutes. Prophecy, you will get your 2 minutes. Let me put you to rest for a second. Did you hear our argument when we said that Mirza made a prophecy that I will die between 74 to 86 years? And then we showed conclusively That wasn't the case. Did you hear our argument, our case? Or that are you just pretending
you
to...
You said that that was you claim that as the argument. I say that you did not prove that case at all because you ignored for the fact that the actual birthday could have either been on 1832 or 1835, and scholarship has established that 1835.
So obviously, the only obviously you also obviously you also summun bukmun umyun fa hum la yarji'un. That we cannot change. So let's get on to our prophecy, this current one we have discussed. Okay.
And please stick to that, because if you keep summarizing everything before, you're just wasting your time. So it's entirely up to you.
February 19, 1906, I saw in my dream that a son was born to Manzoor Muhammad, and he asked what name should be given him. Then my mind moved from the dream towards the reception of revelation, and I was informed, Bashir al-Dawla. The Prophet ﷺ said, I supplicate for a large number of people and do not know to whom the word Manzoor Muhammad refers. Okay, so that answers the whole criticism. He never said
this is your time. This is your time.
You've got 1.5 minutes more.
Muhammad. Okay, so that answers your allegation. Now, what I find remarkable, therefore, is that, you know, you have not actually come with real solid arguments either on Aqaid, and you're focused on prophecies, and you have not even slightly proved your case there. And the fact that you haven't actually criticized the real meat of the prophecies, let's take the plague prophecy, for instance. He claimed that he would not die from the plague and that those in his household would not die. Okay. This was an epidemic which had twice the death rate of COVID in the USA. Allah allowed, or you could say killed, 10 million people in India, but he could never kill the false prophet, Nauzubillah, according to you. He was not able to do this. Lekhram, let's have a look at Lekhram. 1893 says he'll die within 6 years around the day of Eid. He then dies. When does he die? He dies in 1897 after Eid. So why did Allah fulfill this prophecy? Dawi, 1902, challenged him to a prayer duel to the death. 1903, Dawi accepted. 1907, he died. So if you believe that the Prophet ﷺ is a false prophet and you believe in God, then how can you possibly believe in those two things? Because why is Allah fulfilling the false prophecies of the Prophet ﷺ? And you have to rely on these things, like, oh, the Prophet ﷺ didn't know the exact year of his age in the 19th century, and Manzoor Muhammad, where he says, I do not know to whom this Manzoor Muhammad refers. So, I mean, these are very weak arguments. And as we have shown, you never debate on Aqaid. You never debate on
Aqaid. Okay, first of all, let me come back. Let me come back very quickly. Let me come back. Before we get to Manzoor Muhammad, they keep bringing up the plague question because the minds seem to be plagued. So let me bring
it. Please, let's stick with the topic. I have
exactly. Yeah, we'll get into that again otherwise.
No, why run away from the plague?
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Okay, so the point he made about the prophecy we are discussing now, let's deal with that.
I want to respond to
this. Let's go to Imtiaz Bhai.
Yeah. About the prophecy.
So anybody who was listening, I said that there are two revelations from Mirza Sahib on the same, on page 533 and then 534, date for both of them is same. And Umar is right. In the first Ilham, he said that I don't know that which Manzoor Muhammad is in this. And then on the same day, another revelation was received. And then Mirza Sahib said, Bazriya Ilhame Ilahi Malum Huaya Kimiya Manzoor Muhammad Sahib Ke Ghar Yani Muhammadi Begum. Now this time, Mirza Sahib in his own
Stop there for a second. Omar, did you know that?
A second prophecy.
So are you saying Omar, that he misinterpreted his own prophecy?
No, Omar, did you know that the Mirza on the same day wrote another Ilham revelation clarifying which Manzoor Ahmad is this? Which one?
Yes.
Can you give me the full reference, please? I'll be happy to
check. He gave you the page number. Repeat the reference again.
On the same day, I apologize, I can't see it.
Okay, brother Hashim, let me open Tazkira and I will share my screen. No problem at all.
Okay.
Yes, please share it.
Omar, do you read Urdu?
No, I don't. I'm using the English Tazkira.
Okay, no problem. I will open Tazkira at least to show to the people that there are two Ilham on this one. Yes, brother, give me one second. I open up the original book.
Sorry, guys. My technical team is doing some experiments at the moment on me.
You keep changing your race in the middle of the discussion.
So let's clarify very quickly. Umar came back very confidently with a stronger faith in Mirza and claiming that you're not actually making good arguments. Then Umar came back with this point, this claim that we don't know which Manzoor Ahmed was Mirza talking about. Now we are showing Umar which Manzoor Ahmed was Mirza talking about, specifically the husband of Muhammadi Begum. This is another Muhammadi Begum, not the one that was married to Sultan Beg. This is not the Muhammadi Begum that sealed Mirza's fate once and for all. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, may Allah have mercy on her, Rahmatullah alayha, and on her husband. So now, go and share the screen so that we can show Umar maybe weaken his faith.
So, Hashim, I need to press the present.
Yeah, press present and then share screen.
So once we show Umar which Manzoor Ahmed is this, then we're going to ask him, tell us if Mirza was making things up or was
is it
truthful?
Shared now?
And then no, and then not. We will
oh yeah it is
then we will use a thermometer to check its face.
Okay. You need to zoom from your side.
Okay.
Umar, are you listening to us?
You need to bring someone else in if you want to bring all the references.
No. Umar, you stay on. Umar, you stay on. We're gonna read and translate
no, I'm happy
for
to
you.
Stay on. No, please. I'm happy to stay on. I'm saying add someone.
No, it's fine. Yeah. We got 2,000 people watching, so I don't think these brothers were going to lie in front of all these people and ruin their reputation. So, yeah, zoom from your side.
7th of June, 1906. Bazariya Ilham Ilahi Malum.
Okay, Adnan's reading it. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to see that how to go to the next stage.
Don't worry about it. Okay. You can share the next page separately. Okay.
Okay.
Here, close this and share.
7th of June, 1906. Baziriya ilhame ilahi malhum hua ke Mia Manzoor Muhammad Sahib ke ghar mein yani Muhammadi Begum ka ek ladka paida hoga, jiske do naam honge, Bashiru Dola, Alam Kabab. Okay. Shukar hai uska naam Alam Lohar nahi rakh diya unhone. अच्छा ये हर दो नाम बजरिया इल्हाम इलाही मालूम हुए और इनकी ताबीर और तफहीम ये है बेसिकली मिर्ज़ा साहब इज सेइंग आई हैड रिवेलेशन दैट मियां मंजूर मोहम्मद हिज वाइफ मोहम्मदी बेगम विल गिव बर्थ टू अ सन एंड हिज नेम विल बी बशीरुद्दौला आलम कबाब ओके एंड दीज टू नेम्स हैव बीन गिवन टू मी थ्रू रिवेलेशन. So he explains the names, the meanings of the names in the next smaller print. And then we go to the next prophecy.
Let me
Next.
Okay, let me open the next page because I don't know how to.
Are you with us?
Remove it and then add it again. Remove it and add it again.
And add the next page, please. So we're going to show you which Muhammadi Begum this is. This is another one, not the wife of Sultan Beg.
So
that's a separate. There's a separate...
Actually, what I'm struggling with is that let me see that how to go to next page because I don't know how to go to next page.
Is it a PDF? What is it?
It's a PDF. It's basically the original book in PDF from their own website. But...
you can't scroll?
Okay, let me just take the screenshots so then... You reckon it will be
take easy? Take a screenshot, send it to Hashim, and Hashim can put it up.
Guys, can I tell you why I couldn't find this? Should I tell you?
Yeah,
because
go
you got
on,
it
right.
Wrong. It was June 7th, 1906. It wasn't also in the same month.
So that Umar out.
No. It is, my brother, it is on first Ilham is on 533 in my edition, 7th June 1906. And the next one is also 7th June 1906. And you are right. Let me share screen. Give me 1 minute.
It's very simple. He says, convey to me by revelation that in the family of Mian Manzoor Muhammad, that is to Muhammadi Begum. Yani, this was interpretation. That was not the revelation.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
The revelation was about Mian Manzoor Muhammad. You are correct.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah.
However,
the
application to the particular family was interpretation.
Yeah.
So he misinterpreted it. How it was interpreted is a different question. How it's actually fulfilled was
No. I give you the answer.
It's in the same book.
No. I give you, brother. Let me share my screen again. Let me put on the screen. Is it on the screen now, Hashim bhai?
Yeah, it is.
So this is now second ilham, brother. Look at this one. Please allow me to explain first, then you can apply, inshallah. My brother, in the previous ilham, you are right. Muhammadi Begum was not identified. Now look at this one. In this one, he further says that is pishangoi ko bayan, jiske maan ye hai, ke ek kalima aur do ladkiyan. Kyunke Miyan Manzoor Muhammad ki do ladkiyan hai. और जब ये कलिमातुल्ला पैदा होगा तो ये बात पूरी हो जाएगी कि एक कलिमा और दो लड़कियां. He further qualified, he said that this Manzoor Muhammad, whose wife is Muhammadi Begum, they already have two daughters. And when this one child will be born, who is going to be called the world. In this way, his prophecy will be fulfilled. Now, brother, he further clarified and qualified that this Manzoor Muhammad is the husband of Muhammadi Begum. Why? He clearly told us, kyunki Miyan Manzoor Muhammad ki do ladkiyan hain, aur jab ye kalimatullah paida hoga, tab ye baat puri ho jayegi ki ek kalima aur do ladkiyan. Now please respond.
Yes, I'll be happy to respond. You're making exactly the same mistake that the opponents of the Quran do, and the Quran talks about this in Surah Al-Imran, where it says you have to take mukam and mutashabihat. And what happens is that they divide the verses, they use the mutashabihat, then they ignore the mukam. And this is a disease in their hearts. And Allah says, those who are rightly guided are those, I'm not saying, inshallah, your hearts are not diseased. May Allah purify your hearts and all of our hearts. But I'm saying that Allah says, the whole is from our Lord. Now, there are two revelations that are concerning this, okay? The first one explicitly says, I do not know to whom Manzoor Muhammad is spoken about. In this one, he applies his own interpretation that I believe it refers to them, okay? But that is not made explicit in the revelation. Thus, he may be mistaken in the interpretation of his own prophecy. This has happened with prophets of the past, including the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we talked about in Hudaybiyah. So again, this is the best you can come up with. And you run away from things like the plague. You run away from things like lechram. You run away
from things like lechram. Just give me 1 minute, please. Okay. My brother, you're saying that, you know, we are just quoting something, adding something. My brother, in this one, if I can share my screen again, Mirza Sahib said that in the previous ilham, what the child which I have mentioned in the previous ilham, I'm talking about again the same child. I can show you if you like. Okay, so first in first ilham, you are right. He said that Manzoor Muhammad, but he did not point which Muhammad. In the same date, he said that iske baad maloom hua, and then he further said that Manzoor Muhammad and his wife Muhammadi Begum, he further said that they have two daughters. So he has given us Brother, wait. Mirza Sahib has given us two qualifications. That this Manzoor Muhammad, his wife is number one, his wife is Muhammadi Begum. Number two, they have two daughters. And when this, because this son, one of his prophesied name will be the world. W-O-R-D, the word, okay? He said, because they already have two girls, so when this child will be born, then another prophecy will fully... What is that? The world and two girls. So, brother, there are two qualifications. Muhammad, husband of Muhammadi Begum. Second qualification...
Okay, wait. Omar,
you'll get your time, Omar. Don't worry.
You will have your time. Omar, there is no interpretation here. He's stating exactly what is written on the pages. There's no interpretation. Don't play these games, please. Be a gentleman. Be a gentleman, okay? And don't play these games. He is reading exactly what's written on those pages. There is a certain Manzoor Muhammad who has a wife called Muhammadi Begum who will give birth to a son. Okay? This is in the first revelation. On the same day, the second revelation gives more details of the same Manzoor Muhammad who already has two daughters, and Mirza confirms that his wife Muhammadi Begum now will give birth to a son. What happens? She gives birth to a daughter. A son is not born. She gives birth to a daughter. Then Mirza says, that a son will be born to this woman next year or following year. What happens? She dies. So not only the first revelation was false, the second revelation was also false, and then the third prophecy, which Mirza Sahib made, was also false. So Mirza Sahib is a liar again on so many different levels. So now we come to you. No interpretation, simple, plain reading of facts as stated on those pages, on your websites. Over to you.
Yes, well, let me actually just respond to you by reading what the Quran says. It says, both of these names were revealed to me. My interpretation and understanding concerning these is as follows. And as Brother Imtiaz said, he gave an explanation for why he applies that to this family. Now, obviously, this long explanation wasn't revealed. This was his own interpretation. So what you have said proves my point that it is interpretation, because he had to
use his reasoning.
And, oh, come on. You had your time. And he had to apply his reasoning and applied it to the individual. But as we know, in revelations and dreams, names can have symbolic meanings. So he doesn't say that this has been revealed to me, that this is literally this family. He uses reasoning in order to interpret it in this way. So the February, let's review then. We have the February revelation where he explicitly says, I do not know if it's actual Manzoor Muhammad, but he says, I think it is. Okay. In June, I'll paraphrase. And then in June 7th, 1906, he gives further reasoning why he believes that is, but the revelation does not say that it is, that he has been revealed to him that this is the case. He literally says, my interpretation and understanding these is as follows. And then if I may conclude on this, on my point here, that again, it is a wonderful sign of the truth of Ahmadiyyat. Firstly, you never debate us on Wafat al-Masih and Khatm al-Ubud and on actual Aqayid. Secondly, when you come to the prophecies, you come to these things which are so, you know, they're so insubstantive. It's unbelievable. And you run away from the plague prophecy. You run away from Lehram. Okay. You run away from Dawi. So why haven't you spoken about these things?
Don't worry. I will please you as much as you like. No problem. Okay. Firstly, the fact that you guys are so terrified and so terrorized by Mirza's own prophecies and the unfulfillment that you keep mentioning Aqaid, Wafat al-Masih, Khatm al-Nubuwa, all these things. Our scholars for the last 100 years have been debating your scholars, and they have shown them the colors they possess. Okay. Secondly, books, volumes upon volumes have been written on these topics. Stop playing these games. You are doing very, very badly tonight. Unfortunately, people like you who have the audacity to spin basic facts, basic statements, okay? You are calling this interpretation. In both prophecies, the word ilam. Wait. You have nothing else to say now. What you know, Christians, what happens to them? When we corner them with the Bible, you know what they say? You don't have the Holy Spirit. Wait. You don't have the Holy Spirit. You won't understand. So what the Qadianis do, when they get cornered by Mirza himself, they start saying, you don't debate us on Aqaid. You don't debate us on Wafat al-Masih. You don't debate us. Why are you talking about? The topic of the night, brother, is Mirza, his prophecies and his lies. You are here to defend. We're giving you a chance in front of thousands of people to come and defend your false prophet. And you're still struggling. Both prophecies, both revelations on the same day mention the word ilham. Imtiaz Bhai, correct?
Yes, correct? Yes.
Ilham,
yes.
Over to you. Yes. You explain now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Brother, I want to basically clarify for the audience as well. Okay, Brother Umar, please pay attention very carefully. Anyone who knows the Islamic science, he knows that the best interpretation of the Quran is called Tafsirul Qur'ani bil Qur'an. That when revelation is interpreted through revelation. Now, Umar Bhai, please pay attention. In the second Ilham, when Mirza Sahib is giving us more qualification, he said that another ilham, which says that a world and two girls, also referring to this one, and because those two girls are already the two daughters of Muhammadi Begum and Manzoor Muhammad, now this world will fulfill the prophecy of a world and two girls. So now he has basically interpreted one prophecy or one revelation through another revelation. Please don't say that he was just doing his own estimation. Okay, if you want, inshallah, I can put it again, but please
put it up again. No problem. No, put it up again. Put it up again, okay, please.
I just share my screen.
Okay, because we don't want brothers like Umar to die in this state. Okay.
Now,
we want Jannah. We want Jannah.
May Allah,
we want Jannah.
I should be so lucky that I die in this state, inshallah.
May. Okay, if you want to go to Jahannam, your choice, brother. We can't stop you. If you want to jump into the oven, I can't do nothing. If you want to be cooked, up to you. No problem.
Adnan bhai, can you see my screen?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Okay.
Hashim can. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Look at this one. It says, Umar bhai, it says, Guzishta ilham se world and two girl. Isi pishin goi ko bayan karta hai. Jiske maani hai.
Stop. Yeah. Imtiaz bhai, isko translate kare. Guzishta ilham.
The previous
revelation. The previous revelation.
The previous revelation, which was a world and two girl, that revelation also explains the same point that a world and two daughters, because Mia Manzoor Muhammad has two daughters. So when this world will be born, then this prophecy will be fulfilled that a world and two girls.
When he means word, not word.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
kalima.
Yeah,
kalima means word.
W-O-R-D.
So now Umar, no interpretation. He is basically saying,
what do you mean no interpretation?
I am explaining.
What do you mean by no interpretation?
No. This is revelation. Mirza said, I speak from ilham. I speak from revelation. This is revelation to Mirza. And if it's revelation, it is falsified. Why? Because Muhammadi Begum did not give birth to a boy. She gave birth to a girl. And then she died. She died because Mirza said she will give birth to a boy next year, because the prophecy wasn't fulfilled at that birth. So he claimed she will give birth to a boy eventually, because my prophecy will be fulfilled. So this Muhammadi Begum showed Mirza to be a liar. And Mirza said, if one of my prophecies...
Sorry, let me know when I can respond.
Yeah, respond now. Respond now.
As I've already explained, the revelations are one thing and the interpretation is the other. Now, Imtiaz Bhai has made a false analogy between the Quran and these kind of prophecies. Now, we have great love for the Prophet ﷺ, but Tazkara is not the Quran. So you can't use that kind of analogy in this situation. A prophet has the right to interpret his prophecies in the way that he thinks is correct. And what has clearly come out is that he is saying that he has had revelations about Manzoor Muhammad, right? He first said, I don't know who this is. I think it's about the individual, but I don't know for sure. The second time, he
is
thinks,
this the best? Is the best you can do? Is this the best you can do? You have strengthened my iman in Orthodox Islam to the extent that now,
Mubarak,
alhamdulillah.
Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah, and there are many Ahmadis watching this.
Can I continue? Jazakallah. As I have said, and as the Prophet Sallallahu himself has said, his own interpretation, my interpretation and understanding concerning these is as follows. And he continues to give his interpretation. Now, I hope you are aware, inshallah, that the Jamaat Ahmadiyya shows that this is actually our interpretation of this is that this relates to the second Khalifa of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, that it was fulfilled through him, and it was fulfilled in the prophecy of the worldwide calamity in which the Tsar would be killed. Now, let's not forget that this was all linked to that. And that prophecy was an incredible grand prophecy, which gave many details about World War I. And the highlight of that prophecy was that at this time, the Tsar will be in a pitiable state. Okay, and yet again, you don't mention any of these things. You accuse us, and you accuse Ahmadi Murabi.
No, I reply to you, brother. You complete, please.
Let me finish my point, brother.
Okay, brother, how much time you want, brother? Let me complete.
And then two minutes. It's finished now. Nearly finished. Go ahead. from two. You've been speaking for nearly 2 minutes. So go ahead. Quickly finish.
Jazakallah. Thank you. Thank you for graciousness. Remember, I was saying that there is a wonderful prophecy about the worldwide calamity and the fact that the Tsar will be in a pitiable state at this time. And the interpretation that we have...
Sheikh Ilyas, the camera can...
Sorry. And the interpretation that we have is that this refers to this. Now, as I said earlier, this is a wonderful stream to show the power of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, because we have so many prophecies which you have run away from. The prophecies, these, if this is the best you have, this is in my humble opinion, not good arguments. You've already misstated things at Nampai about the plague.
Umar, so you are done, please.
You have ignored things of Lehram. 1893, he says he will die within 6 years. He does on the day next to Eid. Dawi, he dies within his lifetime in a remarkable manner. Lehram, sorry, just
Umar, by please, your time is finished. Please, Umar, by your time is finished. Please, let me allow to respond now. Please, your time is finished.
Of course, please. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, Umar, by please listen this point very carefully. So, did you say that this prophecy was about the second caliph? Did you say this?
That is our interpretation, yes.
Okay. What is the date of birth of second caliph? Just the year of birth. Just the year of birth of second caliph.
I believe it's 1889.
But sorry?
I believe it's 1889, but I might be wrong. And I
my brother, please, my brother, Adnan, my please pay attention. Umar Bhai is saying that Jamaat says that this prophecy is actually about the second caliph.
It's related and he was, to. And I said
please,
it's related
please, brother, Umar,
to.
Please.
I said it's related don't talk to.
Okay. And this second caliph was born on 1889. Okay. Yeah. When this prophecy is being given, prophecy is always, brother, about the future. That this thing, please don't talk now, okay? This prophecy is given in 1907. How can you apply this to Caliph? Caliph was already there. He was, at that time, he was 17, 18 years old.
Okay. Can I answer?
Give me the answer, please.
Yes. As I've said, this applies to him and it's associated with him. Because it's about his spiritual manifestation. I'm answering it in this very sentence, brother. It's about his spiritual manifestation in Khilafat, which is linked to the World War I prophecy. Okay? 1914. So if you want to talk about this, let's talk about the World War I prophecy. How did the Prophet ﷺ know that there was
going to be a worldwide calamity? No, please, don't change topic. No.
Of course, you run away from this. Of course.
Umar Bhai, no new topic.
No new topic. Acha.
Yeah.
Adnan Bhai, you're on mute.
Adnan Bhai, you are muted, please.
Umar, we're running away. Okay, now that we're running away from you. Okay, Umar, I'm saying we're running away. Okay, so now it's clear that Umar is waffling. So we're going to go on to very quickly something else. Umar kept mentioning plague. So it seems that Umar loves the plague of Qadian. So we're going to go and take Umar to the plague very quickly so that Umar is satisfied. He's going to keep waffling. He's going to keep repeating. He doesn't have any answers. It's clear. He doesn't have an answer.
So let's go. I agree with you. Just give me 30 seconds to let the people know what is that. Okay. So basically, Mirza Saab has given a prophecy. Something about the future is called prophecy. This was in 1907, that a child will be born to Manzoor Muhammad, husband of Muhammadi Begum. They have two daughters. He qualified that which Manzoor Muhammad is this. Now, this lady, instead of giving birth to a child, to a boy, she gave birth to a daughter. Okay. Then Mirza Saab said that this woman must live until she gives birth to this boy who is promised in this ilham. But guess what? The women died. Now, Umar Bhai gave us one answer. He said that Jamaat says that our understanding is that this applies to second caliph. My brother, please don't play this game. Second caliph was born in 1889 and this prophecy is given in 1907. Second
so
caliph
was born.
Okay. And then.
You cannot answer. Wait. No. Yeah. No. Wait. Umar, stop. Now we're going to go to the plague.
Okay. Out of respect, I won't give the answer to that, but there is a very clear answer.
No, you have no answer. We've spent already 20 minutes with you. You have no answer, nothing. I will, Mirza Saab claimed in Al-Bashari, volume 2, page 140, I will protect my house from plague. Okay. Then in Daful Bala, page 5, Mirza Saab said, all around Qadian, within 2 square miles, the plague was heavy, but Qadian remained free from plague. Okay. So in the first quote, Mirza Sahib said, I will protect my house from plague. In the second quote, he said, plague will not come to Qadian. It will not come to Qadian. Then Mirza Sahib, okay, tells us that in the days of the plague, when Qadian was under its attack, my son Bashir Ahmad fell ill. Haqiqatul Wahi, page 84. Here is another prophecy that failed. Mirza said that plague will not affect my house, number one. Then he also said plague will not come near Qadian. Then in Haqiqatul Wahi, he is telling us, in the days of the plague, when Qadian was under its attack, my son Bashir Ahmad fell ill. Haqiqatul Wahi, page 84. Over to you, Umar, and no waffling.
Could you clarify exactly what, I will answer everything. Can you clarify exactly what the nature of your argument is? What exactly is your criticism?
Only a dumb person wouldn't get it, but I'll repeat it again. Sorry, no insult to you, but I will repeat it again.
I'll insult you, but it's not an insult, Acha.
Okay. Now, amazingly, you understood my insult, right? You understood my insult. You are so intelligent. It's unbelievable. You understood my insult and its implications, but you didn't understand my argument. I'll repeat it again. Mirza Sahib, Al-Bashari, volume 2, page 140. In this book, he's saying, I will protect my house from the plague. Clear? Follow me.
Continue.
Are you clear on this so far?
I'm clear on what you've said.
I will protect my house. Now you're probably looking for responses already. But khair, no problem. We will let you find. Are you clear so far? Mirza Sahib said, I will protect my house.
I've recently written an exhibition, so I know this very well. Thank you.
Okay. So Mirza Sahib said, I will protect my house from plague. Then in the second prophecy, in Daful Bala, page 5, he says, all around Qadian, within 2 square miles, the plague was heavy, but Qadian remained free from plague because Masih Maud was in Qadian, according to Daful Bala, same page 5. But then in Haqiqatul Wahi, Mirza Sahib says, in the days of the plague when Qadian was under its attack, my son Bashir Ahmad fell ill. Page 84, Haqiqatul Wahi. Clearly, Mirza Sahib not only could not protect Qadian, but couldn't even protect his own house.
Okay, so what you're saying is a contradiction between the prophecies and what happened.
No, yeah? I'm saying Mirza Sahib made a prophecy and he failed because his son was struck by plague.
Was he killed? And fell ill.
No, fell ill.
Okay. Wait, so let's actually review.
Wait. Do you understand my case? First he says, I'll protect my house from plague. And then he said, Qadian remained free of plague. And he said, Qadian remained free from plague because Prophet and Messiah of God was residing there. Daful Bala, page 5. And then in Haqiqatul Wahi, page 84, he tells us that plague was in Qadian. And then he says his son Bashir Ahmad, on the same page, he fell ill because plague was inside Qadian and it struck his house, his own son. Do you get my argument or you're still very simple?
Okay, thank you for sharing your akhlaq.
With people like you, Umar, I will try to use my akhlaq. Okay, Umar Bhai, my beloved Umar Bhai, do you understand my argument?
Yeah, am I able to answer it now?
Yes, you are.
Oh, jazakallah, thank you very much. So let's actually review the original wordings of the hadith firstly. It says in Nuzul al-Masih, it ought to be known that the decree regarding Qadian has two aspects. Firstly, his decree which relates to the town in general, that Guardian will be saved from such plague as brings chaos and destruction and consumes entire dwellings. Now, let me clarify from his own words. He says that when he means protection of Guardian from the plague, he says that it is that kind of protection, quote, from which people flee from place to place and die like dogs. The situation is beyond the limits of human tolerance. Thus, this divine revelation contains the promise that this condition will never affect Guardian, and it never did affect Guardian. And no one in his family died from the plague. And he didn't die from the plague. So if we actually review the prophecy, in 1893, he said that the plague was coming. The plague came 1896 to Bombay, but he said it would come after Lehram died. Another prophecy you never mention. Lehram died in 1897. The plague comes in 1896 to India, and it develops in 1899 and 1900 in the Punjab, and it takes a few more years to fully develop. The Prophet ﷺ throughout this entire time says, those within the four walls of my house will be protected from this. His son did not die. His son had a fever. Okay, he did not die, and it is not thought to be plague from which he suffered. Even if he had, he did not die from it. Thus, he was protected, but he wasn't.
Thank you for your response.
I have more to say, brothers. I have more to say, but I will conclude soon, I promise. This entire plague argument completely disproves your whole opposition to the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. You believe that Allah exists, number one. Number two, you believe that the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, is a false prophet, okay? He is saying for basically 10 years plus that I will not be killed by plague and those within my family. But let's just take I will not be killed by plague. So for 10 years, Allah kills 10 million people.
Where does he say that? Where is the word killed? For his family?
Allah will say, stop this in four walls of my house.
So,
why are you
Qadianis in a habit of adding information to text and books and quotes? You just added a caveat, a very important caveat, which is what you are basing your argument on.
You just very slyly added
a caveat, a very important caveat upon which you're basing your case, your response, that no one was killed. And you added that. There is no mention of killing or getting killed. Mirza said, plague is not coming to my house. Mirza said, plague is not coming to my house. And then Bashir Ahmad fell ill. Mirza did not mention getting killed or not getting killed. Show me.
Show me where he said,
my family will not kill, okay, get I'm, killed. I'm happy these to are the answer. Games. These are the games Mirza was playing when he was alive, when he was proven to be a liar.
Let me finish my original point, which will take 20 seconds, then I'll move on to this point. Is that okay with
you? No. Your time is finished, Umar. I have to speak now.
I'm sorry. You can't just say my time is finished when you interrupt me and you don't let me finish my point. Then you introduce two new points.
Okay,
and then
finish. You have 30 seconds. Go ahead. Okay. 30 seconds.
My original point, which I was developing, is that Allah killed 10 million people in India from the plague, but the one man who said that he will be safeguarded from the plague, Allah wasn't able to kill him. Did he miss 10 million times? The false prophet, he allowed him to stay? He allowed him to live on this earth?
Those
four walls of my house will be safeguarded.
But, okay.
Then you move on to Sharif Ahmed. Can I answer this?
30 seconds. Wait. Before we move on, over to you, Tazwai.
Okay, obviously, it's again the same thing. Okay, how to understand, etc. Let me give you a more clear, the theme on the same subject, okay? Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, he issued instructions for his followers that what to do in the time of plague. And he said that he knows that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that when plague comes in a place or a town, leave that place. Okay?
Did they leave Qadian?
Brother, listen, let me quote the word to word. Please listen. Allow me to quote the word to word. Give me 1 second, just. I quote dot to dot. Okay? Listen carefully. Mujhe maloom hua hai ke aa hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya hai ke jab kisi shahar mein waba nazil ho to is shahar ke logon ko chahiye ke bila tawakkuf, without any delay, is shahar ko chhod dein. ورنہ خدا تعالیٰ سے لڑنے والے ٹھہرائے جائیں گے Mirza is saying that Allah, that I have came to know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given these instructions that when plague comes in any town, leave that town immediately without any delay. Okay. And if they do not leave that place immediately, he said that according to who? According to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they would not leave the place, they will be considered as though as they are fighting against Allah. My brother, I don't need anything else. Give me this hadith.
I apologize. I don't fully understand even your argument there because you
okay, no problem. Let me repeat. Let me repeat. Mirza Sahib quoted a hadith. He said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that if plague comes in a place or a town or a village, immediately without any delay, leave that place. And if you will not leave that place, you will be considered one of those who are fighting against Allah. I'm asking you, produce this hadith.
Dude, I'm not sunnah.com. Okay, we're Sorry? Actually debating on the actual prophecies here. And
No, brother, this is part of the subject, okay? Because the things you are quoting, Adnan might already establish the point, because Mirza claimed that his house...
He said that he falls sick,
okay? My brother, look, please understand the point. It has already been discussed. People have listened to your point. There is an Adnan Bhai's point. That's done. Now you give us this hadith.
I don't even see how this hadith is relevant even to your argument.
It is relevant. It is, you know why? Because Mirza Sahib in this hadith has clearly contradicted the actual hadith. Okay, the actual hadith is that if you are in a place where the plague comes, stay there, don't leave that place. Okay, Mirza Sahib exactly gave the opposite instructions. Why? Okay. And if you give me, I will give you the reason, but it will take some time. But I want you to do two things. Number one, Mirza Sahib quoted this hadith. Okay, please, you can ask Razi, ask anybody, give us this hadith.
Okay, so let me note what just happened.
Okay, guys, sorry. I'm gonna have to be brutal again. Finish your point very quickly. Finish your
point. Didn't die the plague, didn't have plague. Secondly, you have not answered my primary question to you. You have diverted to the Prophet ﷺ, you know, misquoted a hadith, which is not the topic of discussion. Okay, you have diverted it to that. Because the question I asked you is, why did Allah keep fulfilling the prophecies of the Prophet ﷺ? Why did He safeguard him and his family? Why did he survive for 10 years while Allah killed 10 million people in India? You have not answered this, and you can never answer this. Why did Allah fulfill the prophecy of Lehram and cause him to die in 1897? Why did Dawud die within his lifetime and suffer disgrace? You cannot answer these things.
Thank you very much.
You have to keep diverting. Let me always divert.
We can't bring this hadith like I'm
a search engine. I'm not. I apologize. I'm a humble.
No, but Omar, you need to understand one thing. You know, if the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never quoted what Mirza said, then by default, it means that he's lying against what the Prophet ﷺ actually said. He quoted the exact opposite. Okay, so imagine yourself when you're actually in a place where there is a plague, and the Prophet ﷺ said, do not leave that town. It's common sense, because if you leave the town, you're going to spread the infection elsewhere. This is exactly what Mirza did.
Okay,
so it goes against common sense. It goes against the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's clear cut.
Basic medicine. It goes against basic medical ethics.
Again, let's just note that you haven't answered any of my questions about the plague.
You don't have questions. You are sidetracking. That's what I call it.
You have sidetracked it.
We are talking about the prophecies, prophecies. The topic here is the failed prophecies. So stick to it.
And it was a fulfilled prophecy. So why don't you tell me how this...
You can have a stream on your channel if you want fulfilled prophecy.
Brothers, tell me how this one has failed.
Omar.
We're diverting towards... Can you Google it for me? Omar.
Someone spiritually blind, we cannot give them sight. So that's it. We will stop here and we will move on to the next prophecy. Muhammadi Begum, inshallah. Okay, so Omar can leave now. Thank you very much for your time, Omar. And we will get someone else in. We will allow another Ahmadi to come and try.
Why did Allah kill 10 million people?
Okay, he's just repeating himself.